Thursday on our daily edition of Ozarks, we aired a story about the phenomenal growth of club sports on the University of Arkansas campus. Bowling, ballroom dancing, cricket, and lacrosse are just a few of the 30 club sports on the U of A campus. And more could be added soon. Student-led groups are trying to get sports like golf, badminton, and water polo qualified. This summer, I talked to Luke Phillips and Patrick Garcia, a sophomore and freshman respectively at the U of A, about their work to create a Razorback water polo team. Both played high school water polo in Texas, but of course Arkansas's relationship with the sport is minimal. I mentioned to Luke that few games, other than the Summer Olympics, are even seen on TV channels in Arkansas outside the sports packages high up on a cable or satellite package.
That's true. It's becoming more popular, though. I've noticed it, like, they'll be on a major network every now and then, and there'll be a tournament here or whatever, and the men's national team is actually – men and women's national teams have both been doing it amazingly well these last few years, and that's really helping draw a lot of attention to the sport. But like I said, it's really popular on the coast, the West Coast, and then it's even a little less popular on the East Coast, but more popular so than it is in the central areas like Texas up to Arkansas and so on. But – they're growing the sport, and it's really exciting to see just in the last few years since I've been playing how much it has grown, and I'm hoping to really be a part of that growth.
It's a great spectator sport.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
It's an exciting...
So fun to watch. I'll have friends come over and watch games whenever I was back home, and they would just be like, man, that's so intense. You know, I may not have understood what was going on, but the basic concept of the game is pretty easy to get, but they were just like, wow, that was really intense sport.
You know, one of the complaints you hear about Americans who don't like soccer is that there's not enough offense. That's not a problem in water polo.
No, the ball is constantly changing sides. Like, there's a 30-second shot clock, 30-second shot clock, and there's constantly fouls being called, something going on where the ball will change possession. So there's a good amount of offense and defense, and then there's a lot of wrestling in the water as well. I mean, it's a ruthless game, but it's a ton of fun.
You're treading water the whole time you're in there, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How do you do that? Seriously, how do you do that?
Jets on the bottom of our feet.
It looks like it at times.
Like he said, swimming helps you a lot because you're always moving your feet. But when you get in the water, it's more of repetition instead of just getting in the water and doing it. If you do segments, like we had in practice, we do... At times, like three during middle drills, he'll stop, and we'll do 3 minutes of, you know, it's called egg beater, and we do that for 2 or 3 minutes straight just to get repetition in.
It's a type of kick. Once you learn it and get it down and practice it, it's kind of like a dog swimming in water. You know, they do the doggy paddle. It's just as comfortable for a water polo player to do the egg beater kick, like, once it's done. Even my dad, who, I mean, he's old and out of shape now, but he said, like, you know, I'll jump in the water now and I can do egg beater kick and I'll be able to tread water forever still. Like, wow. It's just something that once you do it and do it enough repetition, it just starts coming naturally. Like, I would say after my first week of practices, like, the first practice I was beat down, tired. I was just like, how do you do that for so long? But then after the first week or so, I was just like, okay, I'm starting to get it. This is cool.
Yeah.
If it all gets together, the paperwork, the team, the constitution, the funds, when would you – perfect world, when would we first have a Razorback water polo event?
The pool is set up for water polo. We actually have goals, and we just need a little help getting some other equipment, the caps and balls. But they actually have goals there right now. The pool is ready for water polo games. So it's just a matter of getting everything lined up and then – I'll probably start out with an RSO, just something just to see how much we get.
And that's a registered student organization.
Right. And it might not be as competitive as I would like it to be right off the bat, but just to see how we would stack up and how good the team would be. And then eventually I'd like to sign up with the CWPA, or Collegiate Water Polo Association. And there's different regions that we can join. We'll probably go with either Missouri Valley area or the Southwest region.
Do you think you'd be able to field a team right from the get-go that has experience?
Definitely. I went to Rock Camp freshman year right off the bat, and I saw a guy wearing a USA Water Polo shirt. He actually ended up being from Missouri. I need to find him again and get him recruited, so now that I'm actually going to do this. So there's all sorts of people out there who either know about it, used to play, or have the willingness to go with it. And actually, I've done some talking with the club swimming leader, his name is Lucas, and he was like, yeah, I've got a bunch of guys who would love to come play if you get this actually working.
Luke Phillips and Patrick Garcia are trying to start a University of Arkansas water polo club sport team. I talked to them earlier this summer. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.